That was the shortened version of the Gospel of the Talents. And a talent is like a gold bullion. Someone gives us a gold bullion and says, look, I'll give you so many years, 5 years, go and use this for your well-being. And of course, the story is Christ gave it to three groups of people, individuals, this wealth. One used it wisely and made the equal amount and brought it back. One made a lesser amount. Then the third person, which he didn't have read to you tonight, did nothing because he was afraid of what could happen if he did something. Oh, you're a hard man, reaping where you've not sown and gathering where you've not gathered. I was afraid. I was afraid, so I hid your gold bullion, your talent in the ground. Here, it's yours. Take it back. And the punishment is severe. Why? Because if you're given something, you ought to use it and use it wisely. If you don't use it very wisely, at least do something with it. Don't waste it. No graces that God gives us ought to be wasted. In fact, if we respect what someone's given us, we ought to use it wisely and cherish it. And not let fear creep into our hearts that makes us shrink back from doing what we ought to do. We are all in need of God's grace. Every heart is in need of healing. Christ had a wounded heart on the day he died so that we could go to his heart and have our hearts healed. For children who have made their first confession tonight, it's called confession, penance and reconciliation because of the phases. You go in, you fess up to your sins as God sees them. You then do your penance to make up for them, and then you are, as a consequence, an effect, reconciled with the Lord and with others. There should be more joy, peace and happiness in all of your homes here tonight because your children have encountered the heart of Jesus, his mercy and his forgiveness. And unlike us humans, God forgives, forgets. He moves on. Often we don't. And that's one reason why people are fearful of perhaps God, church, religion, apart from many other issues in their life, because it's all too much to handle. Perhaps there's been some incident in the past. Perhaps there's been some hurt in the family. Perhaps there's no need of God because, well, I've coped up till now. Why bother with church and God and all of that at this stage of my life? Well, we are all in personal relationships. Everyone has a relationship with someone at some stage. Naturally, within the family context, but every relationship frays. Every relationship causes friction, tension, anxiety, and we need to be healed. Otherwise, the hurt, like a stab, is keep picking, gets worse and worse and worse. And we need that healing grace, and many people don't go and seek forgiveness or healing because they don't know how to. Always remember, forgiveness is a two-way street. We give it, and we must receive it. And having received it, we then give it back. That's why in the only prayer from heaven to earth, the Lord's Prayer, we have that statement. Forgive us, God, as we sin or trespass, inasmuch as we forgive others. If we receive it, we have to give it. But sometimes we don't want to let go of some hurt or issue. A few years ago, I was taking a group of people hiking up on the western side of Kosciuszko, and we were somewhat disorientated. Being the leader, I climbed up a tree to see where we were. A bit short, I had to climb a tree. And I found the plateau we were meant to go. And as I was coming down, someone was being silly, below, I won't say what they were doing, and I turned around and fell off the tree and broke my little wooden bracket. I broke a bone in my finger here. I was annoyed with the person for quite a period of time, a few hours. Anyway, later on that night, as it was throbbing and it was kind of doing odd things, I thought to myself, why should I have this self-pity? I feel hurt physically, but annoyed with this person, and yet it was my choice to climb the tree. It was my choice to pay attention to his silliness. And why am I blaming him? I'm at fault, not him. The blame game stops now. And from that moment on, the pain within and somewhat out without ceased to be. But whenever I feel like blaming someone for my own stupidity, I always just rub my broken bone here to remind myself, oh yes, maybe that's another broken issue in your heart, Father, and not in theirs. But sometimes it's because of a lack of forgiveness that people are unable to forgive. And that's harder to fix, because to find pure forgiveness is rare. In fact, it doesn't come that often. One person who received it and passed it on received it from a woman called Sabina. Sabina and Richard were married. They lived in Romania, not far from Hungary. They grew up as atheists, fell in love, married, and then had a conversion to Christ. They were very good Christians. And eventually, as you know, back in the 40s, Nazi Germany marched into their country, and Sabina was of Jewish extraction. And the Gestapo came through the region cleansing, ethnic cleansing, happened right through the Eastern Bloc. And they're going from province to province, finding the Jews, rounding them up and sending them off to concentration camps where they died. Richard was of wealth in his family, so when they came to his house or district and they came in, the Gestapo officer set up camp nearby. On one occasion, he came to meet Richard, and they were talking about different things, and he knew he was a Christian pastor, and his beliefs, and they circumvented them. Richard couldn't help but want to talk to him about God. So halfway through the conversation, he said to the Nazi officer, the Gestapo, the man in charge of the ethnic cleansing, said, "Do you ever think or believe or hope in forgiveness? We have a God who forgave us as he was dying." "Stop. You Christians have invented forgiveness. That's your crutch to help you cope. We believe in justice. We believe in fairness." And you can see the tension, so he moved on. Anyway, before the Gestapo officer left, Richard Wurmbrand said, "I don't think you've met my wife, Sabina. Let me call her down." They're in the parlour. Sabina came down and Richard said, "Sabina, I wanted you to meet the Gestapo officer who this week has arrested and eliminated your mother, your father, your sisters and your brother." The Gestapo officer put his head down. Sabina wept. Tears flowed from her. Her arms began to shake. She walked towards the man with the shaking arms and put them around his neck and said, "As God forgives you, I forgive you." He left in silence. Sabina was a very, very strong Christian woman. They suffered much. They were later on during the Russian occupation, both went to prison camps. Richard himself was interned for 14 years for believing in Christ. But that Nazi officer, they heard a year and a half later, renounced his crimes and sought forgiveness. And in doing so, was punished by his own soldiers. The point being, he didn't believe in forgiveness because it didn't happen until he met she who gave him forgiveness. And in receiving forgiveness, he was able then to be forgiven.